Greetings. This is Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. Also on video, blogcasts, podcasts, heard over WBAI Radio in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org, and over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.live. Check the notes for links and times to catch up with this program. I'm Catherine Davis, host, and I'm here to welcome you during a time of great impact in all of our lives. And I thought it would be nice today to start with a little breathing meditation. And I'll be playing a bit of music, but we'll be breathing with the inner silence in honor of all those beings, our fellow humans, animals, and our earth, as we work to maintain our integrity during a time of great challenge. So that includes those of us who are walking on the earth, as well as those of us who have transitioned into the ancestral realms and realms beyond. We, in many ways, are all working together to construct the fate. It's a unified fate, a shared future. So let's just take a moment and breathe. And I'll be sharing a bit of information, rather, I'll be sharing a bit of music as we move through this process. So I'm going to start with a little David Darling, "Thy Will, Not Mine Be Done." Let's bring our focus into our breath and allow our breath to flow into our bodies. And follow the breath with your awareness, allowing each breath to take you deeper and deeper and deeper into your core. Be mindful of your body and move into a upright posture. Bring your spine into alignment. Allow the soles of your feet to rest on the floor. And breathe. Feel the life of your breath as it fills into your body, into your lungs. As it fills into your lungs and into your body. Relax your head and your neck. Relax your shoulders and your arms. Relax down through your spine. Relax from your shoulders down to the back, all the way to your buttocks. Relax your chest and abdomen. Relax from your shoulders all the way down through the front of your body, the front of your torso. Remember to breathe. Relax the underside of your shoulders. And relax down through your arms to your fingertips. Relax your brain. Relax down to the center of your neck. Relax down into your chest. Relax through the organs. Relax down to the inner abdomen. Relax down to the organs of your abdomen. Relax your hips and relax your pelvis and relax down to the center of your legs, all the way to your feet and breathe. Continue to breathe, full breaths, expanding into the full interior of your being. Continue to breathe. And allow your breath to expand within. And with that breath, flow with the light of your being. Allowing your own light to radiate through your skin, shining golden hues. And allow your mind to drop deeper into your being. And let's awaken with our world. Feel the natural world coming to life all around you. The sun could be shining, or it might be rain. The birds may be singing, or maybe the cicadas. The wind is breezing. The river's flowing. All of life coming into one harmonious expression. And allow that expression of life to bathe over you and bathe through you and mingle your breath into this flow. Mingle your light with the expression of natural earth light, the light of all the beings with whom we share this existence. And gently allow your body to move. Allow the spine to awaken, perhaps swaying, perhaps turning. Very gently breathe with the earth and breathe with the natural world. Allow your arms to sway gently, perhaps moving like the branches of trees, perhaps moving like the waves of the river. Allow your being to harmonize with your breath and with your light into the natural existence. of being. Coming to a stillness. And allow your awareness to travel with your breath. No stiffness, soft, pliable. Like a morning stretch. A yawn. Fill your body with vitality and harmonious integration. Allow your mind to float like a cloud. And allow your heart to awaken like a ray of sunlight. Allow the sounds of the world, the engine, the siren, the voices in the distance, to all become part of the harmonious symphony. Keeping your awareness with your breath, breathing full, allowing the lungs to expand. Breathing full. Allowing the abdomen to expand. Breathing full. Allowing your back to expand. Breathing full. Allowing your chest to expand. And as you bring your awareness deeper and deeper into yourself, into your being. Allow that listening ear, that inner vision, that inner knowing to awaken and to be responsive to the currents and the colors and the sounds that flow through your being, creating the moving tapestry of your existence. So that was a spontaneous sharing, and it was spontaneous. I just chose the music and allowed my natural getting in touch with myself flow come through. And I did it in an experience in which I could share it with you. And it's not even something I remember to do for myself all the time. But the truth is, we all need to take those moments to reestablish our pure connection with our life stream, with our existence. And so I think as we do this more, and if we get into the habit of doing this kind of practice, then we can approach each day's challenges with that foundation of strength that is our birthright. So I'm going to think of more ways to share this kind of practice so that we can all begin to stabilize during a time in which the world is apparently gone mad. So stay tuned for more of that. Perhaps I'll leave a link with this program that you can tap into this meditation practice. It doesn't need to be long, but it does need to be consistent in order to stabilize our thinking and our emotions and connect with the natural flow, that flow of existence that we are truly adapted to and designed to be a part of through the adaptation of our historic presence on this earth. And too often we live in a world in which people want to grasp everything and hold it and own it and partition and hoard. But the real gift is free. It's right around us. It is us. It's our capacity to see, to smile, to hear, to know, to think, to feel, to share and express, to love, and even to get annoyed. It's all part of the fabric of being a human being. And we've gone through a time in our history when we've been taught to ignore this facet of our being in favor of the prizes of our society, the jobs, the homes, the wealth, the possessions, the status. And those are things in the world that are here for us to participate in. I'm not suggesting that we not do that, but what I am suggesting is that in those things, we don't find our true value. Our true value is something that arises from within, through us arises from the natural world, and in our interactive space, we can regain and rekindle our natural power of being and not be so easily swayed into narratives that fulfill an exterior agenda and perhaps agendas that don't have our best interests at heart. We need to have our best interest at heart and that of each other as fellow human beings. And it's in that strength, and it's in the nourishing, self-nourishing with that light and the sharing of our light, that we can build a foundation that flows through us, connects deeply to the natural elements, and radiates from us to each other, and in our collective radiance, begin to support the environment in its natural processes, which are also shifting in ways that human beings are shifting, rising in our perception and understanding and power, so as not to be destroyed temporarily, so do I'll add, but to not be destroyed by the forces that are too blind to see, too cold to care, of those souls who have lost their way or are consumed with stress and worry and fear. These are all passages of the human experience, but we don't want to live in those spaces, being stuck in those spaces. We all pass through them, but the key is to recognize, uh-oh, here we go again, and move into that space of innate healing, innate power, innate transformation, because truthfully, we only can transform ourselves, heal ourselves, support and empower our being, but not with selfishness. It's as if the sun would hide its rays of light. Well, in a manner of speaking, it does, because it gives room for the moon and the cycles of the moon. So the cycles are natural. There's the inner silence, the inner darkness. There's the outer silence, the outer darkness. There's the inner hearing and knowing and being awake and alive. And there's the outer hearing and knowing, being awake and alive. And these are all rivers of experience that we all go through. The key, however, is to adapt to the point of being able to navigate, to set sail, to shift focus, to change our course, and cultivate our own pathway with an extreme awareness of everything that is occurring, but not allowing that occurrence to invade the inner space that is our sanctuary of being. Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium
I'm Catherine Davis, and on today's program, we've been speaking about doing meditation, and we are working with the breath of life and integration. And I have several projects that I'm working on to help myself, certainly, and any of you who would like to join me on transforming our daily processes, our daily habits, our daily rituals to allow us to improve the quality of our life and to help us navigate a world in which there's a great deal of chaos going on. And we have to make decisions that are going to make our world a much better place within the context of our own life. And as we transform our lives, we begin to become more resourceful, more abundant, and more capable of resisting the stressors of our current day and time. So I have two things going on that would be wonderful if you would like to participate. We have, and I am participating in, a free Qigong Global Summit, and that's from March 14th to the 18th on the Shift Network. Check the archive page for a link to register. It's 5 days of programming with so many wonderful Qigong masters, doctors, and people you've probably heard of, including Master Mantak Chia, Deng Min Dao, Tevye Fang, Robert Peng, Daisy Lee, Master Chun Yi Lin, Lee Holden, Fei Li Yip, Violet Li, Dr. Roger Janki, and Master Ming Tang Gu, among many, many others. And so I'm really honored to be among more than 30 leading Qigong teachers, masters, and doctors in this year's Qigong Global Summit. So it's 5 days with things happening throughout the day, and you can register for more in-depth work, but this summit is absolutely free. And check the link in our archive to register for that program. We have another program that's starting and is really the subject of my talk in the Qigong Summit, and that is Tao Qigong Life. And I have a website and a Facebook page under that name. TaoQigongLife.com is the website. And the idea is to provide opportunities to engage with the practices that I have been using to transform my own life, to change my life from one that was marginal in the sense of my well-being, my physical well-being, my psychological well-being. And over the years, I've been doing a Qigong practice. I'm a Qigong teacher, and I've been involved in this life for going on 40 years, a teacher for 30. And the practice itself is a combination of things. It comes from traditional Chinese medicine, which includes Qigong itself, as well as dietary considerations, using herbs and other kinds of healing remedies. It's about meditation and moving energy through your body. And it provides a way for us to heal ourselves and to integrate our life into the wisdom, this ancient wisdom of Taoism, the Book of Changes, which helps us to find our harmony with the change, to be able to surf and move and navigate with all of the changes that we experience in our life. So it's really, really important for us to be able to learn to do that and to be able to not just use it as a technique, but begin to integrate the knowledge and wisdom as a way of life, so that as we walk through life and make our choices, and when we find ourselves in states of depression or having encountered some illness or bacteria or pathogen, and we want to know how to nourish ourselves back to health, These are practices that can help us do that. But even more vitally important, they're practices that can help us to, what shall I say, can help us to avoid those pitfalls, to keep us from falling into the black holes of depression and waywardness and engaging in addictive behaviors that are just counterproductive and self-destructive. So it's really important, if you want to engage in this process, you can join us at daoqigonglife.com. And if you go to that website right now, you will find two free programs, introductory programs. One is Tuesday evening, and that comes in March. And it is March 22nd on a Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. and Wednesday morning, March 23rd at 7 a.m. So depending if you have more energy in the evening or you're an early riser, you can come in for the free introductions. And following that, we'll have a six-week series should you choose to register for that. But you'll get a lot of benefit from these introductory programs. And the programs themselves are based on Qigong self-care. And this is a specific program that I go through the various technologies, the techniques, the ways that you can use this moving meditation practice to transform and heal the physiology, the state of mind, the state of heart, and most importantly, integrating the levels of our being, our mental states, our emotional states, our physical states, and harmonizing them with the integration of earth energy and cosmic energy so that we become, at our basic level, a much more powerful and self-fulfilling being. We're able to move through the world with a lot more sense of confidence, sense of place, sense of perspective, and it really does give us the tools that we need to navigate our world and not be so adversely impacted by all of the many challenges and things that are going on right now. So I want to invite you to join me in one of these projects, and the Dao Qigong Life will feed you into a lot of the different programs that we're doing. You could also check out the website qigongselfcare.net, and that goes more deeply into the Qigong practice and the trainings. We also have a training program for those people who want to be themselves trainers of these practices and techniques, so that you can add this to your repertoire of healing, teaching, and resources for gaining an income and for just living a self-empowered life. So please do check out one of these websites and become involved and participating in your own upliftment, your own well-being. It will be wonderful, I promise. So I look forward to meeting all of you during one of these programs. And in a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more about what is Dao Qigong Life. So stay tuned.
Tatsavitulvarinyam bargo Devasyedi mahi diyo yo na prachodayat Om bhargava svaha Tatsavitulvarinyam bargo Devasyedi mahi Oh, no.
feel that deep inside. Abandon the tempting will and dwell in emptiness.
I know how to do that.
We think choice is the elixir for freedom. Absorbed in the ultimate reality, choice disappears, and all that exists is freedom.
I know that.
Then everything that moves through us in expression and experience is born from the heart of the universe in pure love.
That's it.
Your voice. voice lingers when it speaks, like rippling heat over desert floor. It draws my heart and I find myself leaning toward its source, as though I know it will take me where you always are. It draws me near to your breath, the spiracle that holds the words of home. It draws me to the blanket you hold around your soul you so willingly share. If you were to dive below the waters, where the whales sing their songs, into the gathering of deep currents that pull our courage along, channels that flow free of worldly levels, you would find me there, listening to the voice I hear in you, feeding my heart in the waters of deep blindness, where currents flow, mindful of you and your spirited ways. Sometimes I listen so perfectly, I hear your soft breath forming words before they are found by you, before you can bring them from the deep blindness to your heart. I wish I could take your hand and let it hold my heart, so you could see what I know of you, so you could know where we live, where we always are, and you could pull your blanket of words around us, and I could simply listen to your voice that honors words like the songs of whales.
Shanti.
Amen.